This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This could be the start of something big, really big. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with, I was going to call you Ms. Big. Wouldn't be okay.
It sounds like such a, my mind goes to Sex and the City of Mr. Big.
Ah, right, exactly. And Chris knows, there's another example of someone who got railroaded. Has named one piece of evidence that's borne out that he did what they accused him of doing. Have you heard one thing? Seen one thing? No.
Nothing.
Anywhere. And yet the guy's career was ruined. So we've got a lot of splaining to do when it comes to actually figuring out what our priorities are in this world. We've got a lot of crazy things, a lot of crazy people. That doesn't take away from the people who have been legitimately hurt by the actions of others, but I just think that it's too much, what do they call it, like speak, I think that's what it is. You go along to get along, and somebody says, oh, yeah, that must be true. Well, you don't know that it's true.
Well, but I also think that there is a behavior once upon a time that was never acceptable
yes.
behavior, but it was accepted by society, like
I
men groping women on a regular basis,
yeah.
even in crowded areas. And
yep.
it is just absolutely not allowed. And
has anybody ever done it to you?
Assault. They've tried. I grew up in a time where I was already aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would usually be at crowded bars or nightclubs or whatever. Yeah. And when you think about women go to the bathroom in groups, it's for protection. It's not because we just want to
hang out
in the bathroom.
That's
yet.
Very, that's very interesting.
Even my
yeah.
own husband, there'd be times where we were out and I was like, Ryan, I have to use the restroom. Come with me. Mm-hmm. And he would follow me. He would stand behind me and walk closely so nobody could get me from behind. And I have my purse in front of me so nobody could get me from the front, like always kind of ready to defend yourself. And it's a sad society that women
what
have to do that.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
it is not as it's not as normal, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
today as it was back then. And then even before when it was just, well, a man
one of those
a
things.
Certain, yeah, of yeah. a certain job or position.
Oh, I know it happened. Oh, yeah. I never went to bars. I must have missed out on a whole thing. I never, as an adult, never went to bars.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, think of a sexual assault as it's rape or it's not rape. And that's not it. Assault doesn't always have to be rape.
Yeah. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader. With all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates, how do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump. Or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president. Maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I got a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The 4 years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. All right, so let's see here. The second private plane dropped off 20 Latin American migrants in Sacramento this week. The governor of California, Mr. Newsom, blamed Ron DeSantis for these flights. Huh? What do you mean? So instead of going to Florida, this guy is saying, Newsom is saying, DeSantis sent them to California? Huh?
The power he heals.
What? These people are nuts. They really are. DeSantis is not a good leader. Newsom is not a good leader. How come all the... I thought the best cream, the cream of the crop is supposed to go to the top, right? So how come these guys are the cream of the crop? There's no cream there at all. It's not even... They haven't got 1% butterfat, never mind cream. They're hard, both of them. It's all about them. Instead of, that's why I go back to what I said about leadership. You know, the people who are running, is there a good leader among them? Many of you who are dyed-in-the-wool Trump fans will say, oh, yeah, he's just like, that's all that stuff. No, he doesn't do. He's not doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Trump.
In the list, the desire to win. At what cost? Yes, yeah. Winning is great, but sometimes you need to do what's right, and that doesn't coincide with winning.
Correctamundo. Anyway, Trump's lawyers have met with the special counsel investigating the Mar-a-Lago documents. You know, that stuff, a lot of the stuff that he had, he was supposed to have, or he could have, under whatever agreements presidents have. They have stuff they can keep for a year, and I don't know. And what I heard over the weekend, and I'd forgotten it if I knew it, was that the people working with Trump are the ones who told the feds that they had the documents, that it was Trump, you know, they agreed to give them back to the government, almost as if they were finished with them, and now you're going to have them back again. And instead, the government sends in FBI guys in the middle of the night to raid Mar-a-Lago. What is that all about? What's that statement? Oh, God. I don't know. I just find this old. The political polarization because of this stuff leading to gridlock everywhere. And it's time we wake up, I think. Speaking of that, James, you had jury duty yesterday, right?
Actually, no.
Oh.
That is a long story. I got there, and they said that it's canceled. So I drove an hour and a half for nothing. I know, very anticlimactic.
And what do they give you for your trouble?
I didn't get anything. I was very upset. It was like Jen has been saying, they have no respect for our time whatsoever. It's really,
well, that's true. I think that's true. The recent Good Day Download has a focus on Jennifer and her jury duty. If you want to listen to that, get it at gooddayshow.com.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, what's trending? Well, first, some birthdays, Jay. Listeners to the program, including Paul Kelly, Brad Hyland, Mike Friedberg, Mark Sweeney, Paul Kelly. Where the heck are the women? I don't see any women. Where are the women? Where are the women? Let's see. Oh, here was Stephanie Nicole. Has a birthday today. Okay, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Dun, 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 dun. All right, let's go to our various sources of input, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, to find out what it is that people are thinking about. Either we have posted, sometimes it's pictures, sometimes it's things about the farm, sometimes about us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jay does a great job of posting questions or kind of what ifs. And so the other day I posted, I don't know whether you, I think you passed this along, the picture of a Hearst with the sign on the back. There's a couple of feet hanging out in the window. And underneath the window it says, still texting and driving. See you soon.
Yeah, oh, that's right? Such a sad reality. There are so many people who drive distracted, whether it is texting or still fumbling with the device or anything. You see this in L.A. a lot where people are running lines and rehearsing on the way to an audition where they straight up have the paper in front of them.
Yeah. One of the responses to that came from Colleen Silva, or Colleen. Sadly, she says, just as many innocent people are taken out by other people making poor choices. That is so, that's what you're saying. There are people who are innocent, just completely innocent of this.
Or we've seen this with texting and walking even, where I think most places now it is illegal to text and drive or to be on your device. It's all like hands-free stuff, but you still see this a lot of times where people are walking and they are not looking up and they just walk right into a street.
All right, help me with this. Will you please help me? This is an old song from the Beach Boys. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. So this is help me, Jay. Help me, Jay. So there's a page on the Good Day Facebook page that has just names of people who mention me in a comment. Why is that? What does that mean? Like Carrie, Norma, Terry, Mike, Brett, Gala, Clay, of some of the names that are on here, mentioned me in a comment. Why does that get put on us?
So when you go to reply to somebody, it automatically tags the person so that the person gets the notification to let them know, hey, this person commented or responded to you. And then they type in their reply.
How come I didn't know that?
I don't know.
I've never seen, you know, that sort of thing before, frankly. But I guess maybe I wasn't looking for it. If you don't look for it, you don't see it. I guess that's a hello, duh. We have still some more comments from people on jury duty. This was started the other day when Jennifer and I was talking about this on the Good Day Download, and then our friend James had an experience where he never got there because he drove an hour and a half, and they didn't need him, so they sent him home. No pay. He's got an hour and a half each way of time and how much gasoline, and they basically just tell you, okay, bop off. So who wants to, you know, more people try to get out of jury duty because of the way that it's handled, much as anything else. So we discussed that.
Yeah, especially people who have to, who do not get paid time off, anyone who's not paid for their time off, who are actually not just spending the money and the gas, but losing money to be there.
Yeah, right. Other things, by the way, on the most recent Good Day Download, a focus on the president falling on stage. A lot of people have been talking about that. What did Billy Joel say he was going to retire? I didn't see that, but I'm looking at the. Did you guys talk about
Denzo,
that?
Denzo, he announced the end of his Madison Square Garden.
Yeah? That's been going on a long time.
Yeah, and I think it's next summer is when the last show will be.
Huh.
The residency, that was the one I couldn't find.
All right, check out the day long Good Day Download at gooddayshow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The order was issued by General Dwight D. Eisenhower to encourage Allied soldiers taking part in the D-Day invasion of Europe 79 years ago today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side blaming the other for the attack. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Genius of Brian, Mike, the rest of the members of the Beach Boys, and all the great songs. Help me, Rhonda. That's one of my faves. A great summertime song, don't you think? 34.
Any of their music is a great summertime
song. Surfing stuff.
They are
exactly. Yep. All right, so we put you in a good mood, a smile on your face. Here's the thought for the day. I posted this also on my Facebook page. The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. How about that for food for thought? Yes?
That is a good one.
Yeah, I thought it was too. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst. Well, an insignia on the back of it, and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is it's more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second, all right, Jay? Hold on, you'll figure out
holding
the thread
on.
Here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. and why, what the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has. It comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people... Yeah, well, this is the biggest... Now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a... My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right? What are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile, because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be... The conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, right?
And I think it also goes with family... I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is... They're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you can become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere, and kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said... he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling and the planet. So For those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn and you're dust? Right? It's just silly. It's yeah. The whole thing about death. What there was an ad, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations, had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I'm serious, the guy, the funeral director's on the air, for $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, I guess.
Have BOGO deals.
Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting. That's great. I like that, Jay. All right. So that's enough of that stuff. The International Monetary Fund is on the warpath against the United States, and with fairly good reason. They're focused on the federal debt. The interesting thing is that the International Monetary Fund ought to be thinking about this with regard to everybody. Where the United States goes, so does everybody else. But the focus now is on these higher interest rates, and if we keep them for an extended period of time to supposedly curb inflation, there's going to be a big problem, not only here in our country, but around the world. And you kind of already seen it. Didn't the Fed, when they met the last time, decide not to go up another quarter of a point?
That's what I thought, that they finally kind of put a cap to it for the time being.
Yeah, right. Well, because interest rates have gone down a little bit because, talk to somebody, and I've had this experience myself. In the business that I'm in with this development, we're trying to borrow the money for the first phase of the project. Nobody wants to lend us any money. Nobody. I mean, I shouldn't say no because we got a bank to do it now. But went to banks. The bank I've done business with all my life, don't have any money. Credit unions around, nope, don't have any money. So it's shut everything down. And with that, you're not going to see homes being built. You're not going to see the major. The only thing that has survived through all this is the car business. Car business is still fine. It might not be as easy to get, a 0% interest rate, but you look at all the ads on TV for new cars, 0.9%, 1.1%, the interest to buy the car. So that business is okay, but the rest of the business, the radio business, the national radio business had its worst month last month that it's had since 2010. Worst month in 13 years in terms of advertising and support for commercial radio. That is, you have me, you can listen to all the things on the station you're listening to, but it goes dark if there's no advertising to pay the people who are running the station. Hello, duh. So this is a problem. And the interesting thing about this is that the advertising business is always the first to go. Whenever there's an economic burp, the people who are, whether it's small advertisers or big advertisers, they always cut their advertising budget first, which is one of the most moronic things you can do, given the fact that it's the lifeline, the lifeblood of getting new people into your store. Hello, advertising.
That's
duh.
The money in.
Right. I can't afford to advertise. You can't afford not to advertise. So, anyway, I'm looking at some interest on a bank account. People try to get funds into the bank. I saw one that was, most of them around 4.9% now, but I saw one for 5.4% the other day. So anyway, I just thought that this is important. A couple of employees in Georgia say they were fired for breaking company policy when they confronted three thieves and called police to report the robbery. Huh? Video footage shows the thieves grabbing a lot of items, and then they were confronted by the employees. and they block their exit from this store. And so the employees tried to prevent the thieves from stealing the items, and the police then found the thieves. But a spokesperson for the company said the handbook for personnel includes zero tolerance regarding chasically or physically confronting thieves.
Mm-hmm. A lot of places have that, and they've had that for very long time.
Really?
It doesn't seem asinine.
It seems crazy. Yes.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I worked in a clothing store, and that was one of the policies. You could straight up watch somebody put things into their bag, and you could not do a thing about it unless you could tell the manager. But until the manager sees it happen, and then at that point, the manager has to go get mall security to intervene. You are not allowed to do a single thing about it.
Bunga, bunga. San Francisco, say it again, Doug, San Francisco DA deciding not to file criminal charges against a Walgreens security guard who shot a shoplifter. The district attorney cited insufficient evidence when announcing the decision. They had surveillance video of the incident along with other footage that said that basically supported her decision to shoot this shoplifter. This is a Walgreens in downtown San Francisco. Huh? The video shows this fellow letting go of somebody else. There was a bag involved in trying to steal from one another. And so there's a gun behind the counter, and the security guard grabs it and shoots the shoplifter. I think of that. It's 10 before the hour. No, actually it's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Today, the winner and still champion is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Jack brings us all kinds of important information that we pass along through the many channels of information sharing that we have here. Good Day Health brought to you in part by Calitrin, that makes you better. Lose the inches, lose the pounds, get better rest. That's one of the reasons that I take it, actually. But the number one reason for taking it is because it supports you in keeping weight off of your body. There are a lot of things around. I was wondering, Jack, excuse me, because you represent Standard Process at your clinic there in Salt Lake City. Jack is a Nooker chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. So he's very familiar with all the things around that will help you lose weight, sustain yourself, and that sort of thing. So what is there, excuse me, I have to tell you, I'm going to digress here for a second. There is a plume of smoke that has come down from Canada, and it is covering the Northeast, and it is so thick, it's in my studio, in my house, outside everywhere. It's not that I can barely breathe, but I can smell it, I can taste it, and this is from 450 miles away.
We had it about 3 weeks ago when the jet stream was dropping down over the Rockies.
We had the same thing.
Oh, yes, it was terrible.
You
look at the sun up in the sky,
eyes burning.
And it's red.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jay asked me that, whether over the last night the sunset was red. We had rain last night, so I couldn't tell whether it was or wasn't. I'm sitting here trying to focus and concentrate, and I'm thinking, what the heck's the matter with me? And then I remember that story about it, and I wonder what this does. Maybe we can digress a bit here to what this smoke, this acrid smoke, does to your body, to your lungs, especially.
Well, smoke is ash. Smoke is just extremely small particles of ash.
Wow.
So the same thing, you know, when you put out your campfire after you got through with your hamburgers and marshmallows and you got all that gray ash there, that's just very big smoke. And when you have a campfire going on, the smoke that's coming up out of the fire, because it doesn't have enough oxygen, so it can't burn hot enough to get rid of all the organic material, a lot of it is left unburned, and that's what's in the form of smoke. Now, when you have these wildfires that are going on, they're so massive that they need massive amounts of oxygen, and they're not getting it.
Yeah.
So you have incomplete combustion.
That's how they put them out. That's how they try to smother with water or whatever.
Yep.
That's how you put a fire. That's why they use water to smother the fire. That's like,
well, it does.
Astrology.
It cuts off the oxygen. Right.
Right.
Water.
Astrology. Water signs and fire signs never mix very well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
What do you,
people who are Aries,
know about that?
Leos, Sagittarians do not work well with water signs like Scorpio. It's just no.
Well, out here in the mountains where we're camping all the time, we've learned how to make a campfire that does not make smoke, that follows you around regardless of where you're standing around the fire. Well, the same thing is true with just natural fires that occur from either man-made fires or lightning or whatever else. They don't get enough oxygen. They're going to produce tremendous amounts of smoke.
Yes.
And because of the heat of the fire, that smoke goes way, way, way up, 40, 50, 60,000 feet. Can even interfere with air traffic. And that stuff is going to go wherever the prevailing winds, especially the jet stream, will carry it right to you guys. Thank goodness it's not here anymore.
Thanks a lot. All right. There's a landmark peanut allergy skin patch that's around. I wonder what you think about all of this. It's been gone through three various trials combating peanut allergies in children under the age of four. Is this a good idea? What do you think is
the... Well, it addresses the immediacy of the allergic reaction, which in some children can be life-threatening.
Yep.
Our approach in the clinic is to find out why, and it's almost always because of the gut. And when we can heal the walls of the gut, which is not that difficult of a process using the GAPS process, GAPS, we can usually get rid of an awful lot of allergic reactions. The problem, the thing that causes an allergy is when you get a protein across the barrier in the gut into the bloodstream. The only thing that causes allergies is a protein in the bloodstream. But there's a big difference between food allergies and food sensitivities.
Yeah.
But with these little kids who still have developing immune responses, it can be overwhelming, even life-threatening in some of these cases. So for an immediate, immediate emergency or something like that, that's fine. But long-term, it's going to hurt the immune system.
All right, there it is, the word from the man on high, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Very important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.